This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock hour, about a half hour away from the Fitzy Five, but right now at five, we have the Fitzy breaking news update, or you had a little info out of Patriots training camp?
Yeah, we were talking about what a great day it was in Foxborough.
Drake May's awesome. Diggs is there.
Foxborough feels for David Andrews' retirement, not to mention Steph Diggs making his way back, and Drake May going 14 for 16. By the way, to answer my question from earlier, for the new audience listening at 5, hello, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
This is Awkward, a.k.a. WEI Afternoons. The Pastronaut, 11 for 13. Also had a good day today.
I think I told you the first time you asked the question, I don't care.
Is that good enough of a performance for them to have to trade him?
Yep. He's being sent to the Arizona Cardinals, and the Patriots are sending two firsts with Josh Dobbs and getting nothing in return.
Well,
as
long as they clear the runway for Drake, then I'm okay with the trade.
The deck has been cleared, Andy.
Yeah. Noted that Dan Ball's in a bit of a mood today?
He's being very funny.
Spicy. He hates the Red Sox.
Spicy
he hates
today.
The Bruins. He hates the Patriots.
Spicy Dan.
I don't think he's hated the Celtics.
The spicy meatball.
What happened? Did you have a bad weekend?
I had a great weekend. I just got to add to your conversation.
Up.
That's all.
I just got thumbs up from Stiz and Joe Braverman on spicy meatball.
We don't need the negativity addition. If anything, you're supposed to be a little voice of positivity.
Wait, now you're telling people how to play their roles? Who died and made you overlord?
No, I thought he was a young, optimistic guy.
He was. Then he spent 6 months around you.
Computes.
Yes.
Pull him. I knew I was going to get blamed for this. Dan Ball is now negative about everything. It's got to be my fault.
We did just have a conversation off air about my observations on Twitter and the media sphere, and it was all negative. And I turned around and goes, is this from working with you?
No,
and
it's reality. You're now objective and a realist.
You have been dipped.
No, what happens, Dan, is you get dipped in the Boston River Styx. Like you do. You talk sports, you do media here long enough, and eventually this is what happens. Like, you're like, oh, my rosy, optimistic outlook has now turned into this jaded, sort of like spicy, edgy opinion or POV, if you will.
Quicker than I expected.
Well, you know what? It's authentic, at least, and that's the best part.
So, Fitzy.
I guess Dan's attitude is circling the drain.
No. Time now for League Leaders in Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So, League Leaders, obvious. Mm-hmm. Positive spin on a good day.
Yep.
They got Stephon Diggs on the field, and they got Drake May throwing passes to his Patriots teammates with some efficiency.
And Josh McDaniels was talking about all the improvements Drake May is making and how the offense looks like it's coming along. Mike Vrabel putting his handprint on things. He got Steph Diggs to at least come out for a day of practice. David Andrews. Oh, wait. We did have to circle the drain at one moment because, as was tweeted out by several of the beat follows, including our pal Mike Reese, linebacker Jelani Tavai left today's practice after remaining down for an extended period of time during 11-on-11s. Uh-oh. Teammates kneeled around him as everything stopped and the music was turned off.
All right, don't do the, like...
Tavai was eventually helped off by Jabril Peppers' limited pressure on right leg.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, for depth purposes, that's not great.
Although, I will be honest, there are some people that wondered, like, he's still on the team?
I thought we were clearing out the entitlement and all the other people from previous regimes that kind of made a little too much noise.
And fair or not, he became the face of that last year with his whole issue with the morning show here, the Greg Hill show.
Could you argue are they a better team without him?
You can argue they're a more athletic defense without him, given
but
the Spillane upgrade and some of the other things they've done.
Versatility, special teams.
I don't know that he's as youthfully athletic as they seem to want to be in the front seven. Seems like they want to attack on the defensive line, be athletic, be playmakers, and the same thing at linebacker. And I don't know if he fits that bill.
All right, text line. Let's relax. May 978. May throws a couple of practice INTs and there's concern. 14 for 16 today, and Fitzy has a Pat's pants tent and he's off to Canton already.
I don't think you said that.
I didn't say that at all. I have not even come close to flexing on everybody because Drake May completed 87.5% of his practice passes today.
So, as I said, it's never a good thing to throw four interceptions and eight passes at any level. And it's never a bad thing in passing camp to go 14 of 16 and have reports that you were more accurate. Like, neither of these mean anything. He's not going to suck because the first day, and he's not going to be great because of today.
Yes.
These are just little points along the timeline.
As you like to say, the truth will probably lie somewhere there in the middle.
Correct. And even 14 of 16, I don't love.
That was a drop, by the way. That
if he was 16 of 16, mm-hmm. that'd be something to really rave about. But he missed a couple passes.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Maybe it's would defend it. I don't know. Maybe the reporters will tell me, Christian Gonzalez made a great break on one of his passes, batted away. But today felt like a step forward for the Patriots, for Drake May, for Stephon Diggs, for even Mike Vrabel in the big picture of things. Because I think, you needed, if you're going to keep Diggs, and I know he's on thin ice with Fitzy, and I'm sure he'll be very worked up to hear that when he gets on his phone.
I put him on notice.
We know he's on social media. He scrolls through. He's like, who's this Fitzy guy that said I'm on thin ice? Only one more bag of pink stuff and I'm out of here?
As sensitive as Kevin Durant.
Is he, you think?
Nope.
Well, he's busy fighting Offset. He's got that whole feud going
right.
on, too.
KD and Offset?
No. Stephon Diggs and Offset.
Oh, okay. It's Diggs. Yeah.
I'm going to need you to pay attention.
Oh, by the way,
or not just chime in.
I'll tell you, Andy, on the...
Giants. Where's Patriots loss?
Paying attention often helps in radio and conversation. Speaking of the who's doing well and who's circling the drain, is from our friend Mark Daniels. Patriots kicker competition today.
Andres Borregales.
Rookie kicker Andy Borregales, 4 for 4. Parker Romo, used to be the artist formerly known as John Parker Romo, 2 for 4.
So that is consistent with the first day and the third day.
Correct.
Borregales won and goes 4 for 4. I think they both split in the middle practice, but I think you're going to have a rookie kicker and a rookie long snapper. And I just worked that into all the various things that could be questions for this team. Now, did you have an update over Cooper Kupp 2.0?
Oh, Efton Chisholm?
Yeah, I mean the greatest wide receiver that's ever stepped foot in Foxborough, apparently, according to the media.
Believe it or not, you'll love this one right here from Phil Perry. Undrafted rookie wide receiver Efton Chisholm caught all 7 competitive targets sent his way today.
Oh, my God.
Including a crosser from Drake May. Chisholm appeared to get an attaboy and a pat on the helmet from Stephon Diggs. See, now he's earning that signing bonus, baby. That was
an editorial. Did he rub his bum? Because when he really Chisholm likes people, he rubs their bum.
Wow. Chisholm appeared to get an attaboy and a pat on the helmet from Stephon Diggs, who appeared to slip a Ziploc bag of an unknown substance.
No, it doesn't say that. Jeez. They got enough issues with the truth. They don't need rumors and speculation going on.
Chisholm
around.
Appeared to get an attaboy and a pat on the helmet from Stephon Diggs, who then started slapping him on the booty.
It doesn't say that either. Are you off the rails?
Stop it before Savage aggregates it in an hour.
Yeah. Your boy Savage will hang you out to dry like you don't know.
Like it doesn't, it even matters anymore.
You pretend that those are your boys, but they will cut you free.
I am a man on an island at this point. You don't understand.
No, I do understand.
Chisholm appeared to get an attaboy and a pat on the helmet from Stephon Diggs on the sidelines after one particularly productive period.
This,
There. Is that, which one of those three? It's true.
I think the last one may have been true. This Efton Chisholm thing.
Efton
Chisholm thing. I think we're going to be out there at mini camp next week, and I need to see this guy because this is going to sound a little harsh. I'm already becoming annoyed with the reports of what he's doing out there.
You've decided that's it. You already don't like
Eston Chisholm. I just said I'm annoyed by the reports. I didn't say he can't play. I didn't say he won't make the team. Now, it's a crowded roster, and if he makes the team, that's another bad sign for some of the people that came before him. That means most of them are gone. That means probably Baker, Booty, and Polk are all gone.
But if Chisholm keeps having days like this, there's a name you have to be really careful.
He should be good in shorts. It's what he does. It's passing camp.
All right. I understand. But that said, if he does this often enough, he's going to be a tough one to sneak through waivers if you think.
Oh, people will fall in love with him.
Nope.
You always have.
I'm not in. I'm
Gunnar Olszewski.
Nope.
TJ Moe.
Remember?
What do they all have in common?
They don't play for the Patriots anymore.
And they were short and they were white. That's all they have in common.
Okay. Just
letting you know.
I'm just going to let that dead silence.
I thought for sure Stiz would drop awkward.
I'm just going to let that.
Oh, this is awkward.
Bit of dead air right there. Allow everyone to sort of understand what you were insinuating.
You're a man of the people. You love to go through the parking lots down at Gillette. Hey, are those steak tips? Fitzy here. Can I have one?
It was one of my favorite things to do, yes.
So you've been here every summer, and almost every summer there was one of that type of receiver, correct?
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
Through the years.
Remember when Danny Etling ran the ball 85 yards on a boot against the Giants in a preseason game? Everyone was like, oh, my God, it's Mike Vick.
So am I cynical to, like, pump the brakes for just a little bit and wait? Because even Olszewski was never a receiver. He was a returner. And,
correct.
And you tried to paint him as the next great Wes Welker.
How about when everyone lost their mind about Pop Douglas? Oh, my God, we stole this. It's the sixth round in Liberty.
I thought he was going to have 100 catches last year. So I'm part of that.
This is year three for Pop Douglas, correct?
Yeah, this is the year where he pops. Year three jump. You've heard of it?
Yeah, I have.
And not a lot of people say it. It's usually year two jump. He missed his, though.
I'm a big proponent of the year three
jump. He's reclassifying. You ever hear in high school sports, they reclassify a lot? He's reclassifying as a year two jump in his third year.
How can you do that? That doesn't make sense,
Matt. That's what he's going to need to do. But, no, the Chisholm thing, I just feel, I don't know. I hate to be the hater, but we fall too quickly into the next Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola. Mm-hmm. And I get it. It worked out more times than I thought it would.
Travion Henderson may be the new pass-catching back, and Eston Chisholm may be the new Julian Edelman, and then we will finally have the third-down slot guy, and we'll have the pass-catching back, which is always a quarterback's favorite, and I basically we'll see you in Santa Clara.
Is that what we're doing? So,
well, if we get sponsored, we'll go.
Eston Chisholm.
I didn't say the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. We'll be there.
We'll be there working, hopefully.
Because the Eston Chisholm talk is already annoying, and we haven't even reached minicamp yet. I can't wait to get my eyes on him on some point next week and see what my gut reaction is. But I do, if I asked you, who's going to lead the Patriots in receiving this year?
Yep. You can ask me that.
I did.
Okay. Oh, okay. You want me to tell you? I don't know.
You have no idea.
Does that make good radio?
No, it doesn't. But why start now?
I learned it from you, Dad. This year, who's going to lead the Patriots
this
in receiving?
Year, not in 2027.
Steph Diggs.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a different person than the one earlier who did a 3-point stance on Steph Diggs? You're about ready to cut ties with him?
If he continues to go down this path, then cut ties. But I think he's going to probably hold it together long enough to play one solid season for the Patriots, make a boatload of cash, and then he can spend it on his boatload of friends with his boatload of bags of fun substances and do whatever he wants, cut an album like Stiz thinks. He's waiting for the diss track to drop any day now. But I think he's going to probably have like 78 catches for 1,060 yards and 5 touchdowns.
In how many games?
I think he plays all 17.
All 17. Yes, Stiz.
Can I get both of you on the... And actually, you know what, Dan included.
On the count of three.
On the record.
Yep.
At the end of this season, I want to know, do you think you're going to look back and say getting Stephon Diggs was a positive success or... too much baggage, wasn't worth the cost.
Wasn't worth it.
Okay, Andy, Nick?
I think it's going to, in the long run, it will be to the benefit of the receiving corps and the quarterback.
Yeah.
As frustrated
season,
as I am
yeah,
by
he
him
just
right
gave
now.
You his answer. 78 catches for nearly 1,000 yards with 5 touchdowns, that's
good.
Worth it.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Absolute. If he gets those numbers, that's absolutely worth it.
That's ROI.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Dan Ball.
I think it's less than 17 games, but I still think it's going to be worth it at the end of the day.
Net positive.
Net positive for, as you mentioned, for both the quarterback and for the other wide receivers in right. the room, and just the legitimacy of the Patriots to then go back into free agency mm-hmm. and bid for a real wide receiver.
I'm going to go with Andy. Net negative. We have not seen the last scandal with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, and I think he will not be their leading receiver. Whether it's injury, whether it's he's not on the team, whether it's just he doesn't really fit in, I don't think he's going to be their leading receiver. I think the best candidates to be the leading receiver, well, one guy is Hunter Henry, because we had Giardi tell us he's still the best guy to have out there.
But didn't Giardi and Curran in the same week say Hunter Henry clearly looks like the best pass-catching option right now?
Yeah, that's because they have eyes and mouths. So they saw that's with their eyes and expressed it with their mouths. It's a fact. It's not. I don't even think it's debatable right now, other than maybe some of the water carriers that'll try to tell you that Easton Chisholm is the best receiver out there.
See, now you're doing the dad thing where you say that you keep saying the first name on purpose.
Oh, you're on Snapface and my chat and all these things?
When did Belichick talk like someone from a Country Farms lemonade commercial?
When Jordan said he couldn't talk anymore. Yes, Dan Ball.
Do you need a break?
The two don't have to be mutually exclusive, though. Diggs doesn't have to be your leading receiver for it to be a successful season for him, right?
If he is not your leading receiver and it's a successful season for him, then you have a pretty good offense. Because I find it hard to believe he can be a success with less than, 55 catches? Is that a floor? Is that somewhere in the floor region?
That sure, would sure. be
okay. So if he has 55 catches and he's not your leading receiver, I guess there's a chance like Hunter Henry has 58 catches and is your leading receiver, or Pop Douglas has 58 catches. But I think if he falls in line as your second or third best receiver with 55 catches, you might have a decent passing attack. And if you marry that up with what Fitzy wants and is projecting with Ramondre Stevenson, Trevian Henderson, a running game, they run first offense,
mm-hmm.
you probably have a pretty decent offense. I'm with Stiz, though. I don't think end of it. I think there are a lot of concerns. Like, have we, really listed them? So he was on a boat with a questionable substance while his team was basically practicing. Okay, that's a concern. His ACL has him limping down the field in OTAs. A concern. I'm not saying a sky is falling concern because he's recovering from an ACL surgery, so it's normal. But that's a concern. He was asked to come here and be a leader, according to Chris Curtis, and he doesn't seem like he's been here being a leader.
But today we heard there was an attaboy.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes those are staged so that they're beat right.
Wait, guys, watch this over here. Yeah. Take a look. Hey, Mike Reese, come here.
It's very Belichickian. We also have the question as to whether he really wants to be here and compete as a football player.
Or just got in a bag.
Ted
he
has
didn't
said
have
it many
other
times.
Options.
Football is a really tough game if you're not all in. If you don't really want to play football, it's a tough game to fake it. It's not golf or baseball or any of the other sports where you can kind of be half invested if he doesn't really want to play. So we're up to five concerns. I might have been four. I wasn't counting, but I'm sure some listener was and will text me about it.
Yeah. Why start now?
But with all those concerns, it's again does that feel like a situation or a scenario that's set to really work out, to really get the best out of the situation? It doesn't to me. And we haven't even taken into account, what if he isn't that good, mm-hmm. but is still kind of a dink and a pain in the ass for Drake May? That's the worst on-field
scenario. Then you move on. That's what I'm saying.
If he's not catching 10 balls a game but wants to be targeted 10 times a game kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, you're making Drake May's life a nightmare on the football field. So that's a legitimate concern as well. So I'm with Stiz. I think there's enough signs. And remember, this was the reporting this weekend from Mike Giardi's, the Tom Curran's, everybody. It wasn't just the boat. There's a few things that are stacking up already that are annoying Vrabel in the organization. Well, those few things could continue to stack up as we move forward.
And the offset Cardi thing, I get that it's not, I know, I knew you were going to laugh, but just in the hip-hop world, Cardi B and the offset thing was a very messy, toxic breakup, and it's been very messy and toxic for quite a couple years now. So,
but I don't think that can affect the Patriots, really.
What if him and Offset are in a club some night together and there's a massive brawl?
I'm pretty
AKA,
sure.
Brown Drake style, bottles are being thrown.
I'm pretty sure Offset is not going to be coming to Boston anytime soon.
Well, but we know Stephon Diggs travels, so he could be in Miami or he could be
in
LA.
Those two are definitely running in the same type of crowds. And, a scenario like the one that I just mentioned doesn't seem too far-fetched for me.
That's an example where it could be an issue, but I think that is less likely than he's just a pain in the ass to Drake May. They're in the locker room. They're next to each other. He's bitching about the targets like they were last year. But the difference is when Pop Douglas bitches about a target or any one of those guys, it's like, who are you? You and I are both starting out. But if Stephon Diggs, former All-Pro, Pro Bowler, veteran guy, is bitching about targets, that becomes a stress for Drake May to deal with, for Josh McDaniels to deal with, for the whole coaching staff. So, I still have concerns about where this is going with Stephon Diggs, but it was a good step forward today. I don't want that to bury the lead. This was a good day. Stephon Diggs was on the practice field. Stephon Diggs was running. He's in New England. He's rubbing elbows with the young receivers. He's patting them on the helmet and being a good team leader for at least one day. So all's good in Foxborough today. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, all's good on a Monday at 5:30 because the Fitzy Five is alive and well. I can't wait to find out the category and the list. Stay tuned for that up next. But first, Dan Ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, what's trending?
The only title this show cares about is the city's next one.
As the confetti flies, the colors are silver, blue, and red.
So we'll call it what it is. Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
That was Patriots former center David Andrews at his retirement press conference and ceremony at Gillette Stadium earlier today. 26 years. So 10 in New England, 16, 4, 5, and a... He must have played a bunch of youth football. He wasn't just like a high school kid. He played coming up. So
that's like 5 to 21, give or take.
Yeah, so that's how about him? That's I like when I hear guys say that. I mean, I know I'm a football guy, and there's, you know, the game, we've dealt with the ebbs and flows of its perception with parents and the public in recent years. But when you see a guy like that, that got a lot out of the game, and I agree with him. It
sure
becomes
did.
Cliche, but mm-hmm. like there is, you know, football... Football prepares you in ways for certain situations that not a lot of other sports or activities can. And he had a great career, great Patriot.
Awesome career. Didn't want to play for another team.
Yeah, and I
love that career Patriot vibe.
Wonder what the future entails for David Andrews.
Broadcast.
I could see him broadcasting. I could see him maybe getting his feet wet at the local level. Hey, David Andrews, if you're listening and you want to do a weekly spot on WEEI Afternoons, we're here for you, babe. We can
college football, perhaps. He's big, you know, big college Georgia football
Dogs,
guy as well.
Especially,
I think I heard something about him building a nice house.
I did hear that down
in Georgia.
Yes.
So I could see maybe, you know, maybe becoming part of a pregame show or a studio show. Speaking of which, that leads us into tonight's Fitzy Five.
And now, we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank them up, or is it count them down?
What the heck's going on out here?
Ah, f*** it. Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the Fitzy Five.
Fitzy Five!
Andy Hart, I will give you a Fitzy $5 bill if you can guess what movie this music is from.
Men in Black.
Might be the best worst answer possible. Actually, okay, I'll whittle it down. It's a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Ooh, I like those movies.
Yes, of course you do, because they're the best.
I used to rent those at the library when little fat Andy was sick.
I still watch them to this day.
It's not Lionheart.
Nope.
Mean Girls.
Dan Ball, you can excuse yourself from the rest of the program.
Okay.
Bloodsport.
It was close. I almost went with Bloodsport. Kickboxer. Good guess, though. I had to help.
I loved all those movies.
They're incredible. They're
what
the
did I see him
best.
In recently? He's in like a airline commercial? Or
yeah.
Is that what it is? There's something. He's in a currently rotating commercial.
All right. So let's get to tonight's Fitzy Five. Of course, everyone is all broken up about, I won't say the demise, but the finish of Inside the NBA on TNT. They are now moving the whole show, the whole crew, Ernie, Charles, Shaq, the whole gang, Kenny, they're all going over to ESPN, though there are many fears that ESPN will invariably do ESPN/Disney things and tweak the show, mess it up, alter the chemistry, because, of course, chemistry, the vibe, the analysis, the humor, everything that goes into the whole package makes that truly one of the all-time greats. But is it the best? So, did a little research, went into the old Fitzatorium over the weekend, and I came up with a list of the five best sports studio shows. The five best. I want you to take a second, ready up yours.
I'm thinking.
Audience at home, start thinking of some of your favorites. And now, let's get to the Fitzy Five with the music for number five, Stiz. Sunday, Fox NFL, animated robots, Gronk mispronouncing people's names, Terry Bradshaw forgetting where he is, Jimmy Johnson crying, Howie Long hating Gronk. Ah, the chemistry.
I've always
the
loved
analysis.
Howie Long.
I love Howie Long. He's one of the
really
finest representatives of the Bay State as well. Inside the NFL on Fox, right from Jump Street, got it right. They just came in, immediately took the thunder away from CBS. CBS had been the gold standard for so long. Obviously, NBC was out of the game before they got back in with Sunday Night Football. If I could do a top five list of the worst shows, that one that they do now on Sunday nights on NBC with like Jason Garrett and...
Oh, Chris Sims.
Poor Devin McCourt. Man, D-Mac. I
and
love
what's
him.
Her name?
Oh, man. Yeah. D-Mac is great, but everyone else on there. Whew. Well, he's made it better. But anyway, the NFL and Fox, they do a fantastic job on that show. Kind of become the gold standard of the contemporary football studio shows. Now let's go to number four.
I'm going to UCLA because my wife went to UCLA Med School. Shout out, Tran, you completely hoed. That's her last name. That's her last name. Relax, ESPN. How dare you?
Did he say what I did?
You killed me? She's her last name. It's at least a given name, guys.
That was a recent episode where Ken Jeong was the celebrity guest picker and analyst on College Game Day on ESPN, a tremendous show. Specifically during, like, I like the McAfee things now with the kick and everything else that they do, but during the heyday of Lee Corso, when he would get the crowds riled up, and Lee Corso, just the absolute
Corso
best.
Was the heartbeat of that, and Herb Street as his straight man, cohort, laugh, line
and
guy.
And Reese Davis does an excellent job.
Very good.
Keeping the train moving all the time.
Very good.
Do you like the McAfee and Saban wrinkles?
It's fine.
But you liked it better a few years ago.
I liked it better a few years ago. I think it's gotten a little more gimmicky.
The thousands of kids that are up all night long sleeping, the signs.
Yep.
You know, Andy Hart sits when he pees, all those.
And the fact that those were an organic evolution and all of that, I love. Because as you just said and we'll get to the TNT crew, it's an art. It's not a science.
Correct.
If you think you're going to nail this together with spikes and it'll all work, it's not going to work. It's the art of it just kind of, oh my God, it came together perfectly, the energy and the production.
Speaking of art, of something organically coming together and having perfect chemistry, number three. Just hearing this now makes me pine for the days of when Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick, The Whiff, The Big Show, easily the best sports news and analysis show ever. I mean, when The Big Show, ESPN SportsCenter, was in its prime in the 90s. Shout out, by the way, to I think it was Nick Charles and Fred Hickman when they used to do Sports Tonight on CNN. That was actually sneaky good.
Yep. I remember that.
But The Big Show, not our Big Show here.
No, different Big Show.
EEI. The Big
Show.
That
was good, too.
Phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal. They were the absolute best. Never had I seen chemistry like that. I don't know if we'll ever see any chemistry like that to come as well. All right, there is one more football program that made it into the breakdown, and it was not Chris.
Six rings and postgame show.
Six rings and postgame things. No, and also honorable mention, Chris Berman, NFL primetime. Always
what?
A great watch.
They
However,
hate their coach.
They
Now they do. Everybody hates the coach now. He was just 25 years early.
This is the show growing up that made me fall in love with sports on TV and football shows. I bet it was on the TV in your house when little chubby Andy was growing up on the South Coast. Little chubby Nick was growing up on the South Shore. Nothing, and I mean nothing, could top. Listen to this freaking theme song.
Kind of sounds like an 80s like sitcom or whatever, like Chips or something.
It's
Seven
iconic.
Mary 3 and 4 were paroling down the...
I mean, think about that cast, too. Phyllis George, Irv Cross, Jimmy the Greek, Brent Musburger.
Jimmy the Greek asked to leave later.
Before he got a little racist.
A little racist? Is that like being a little pregnant?
A lot racist. Okay. All right. Before he had a... he misspoke. Okay. All right. It was bad. But more importantly, that show was the best. Like the 70s swag, the ties, the drip, the highlights that looked like they were written in Sharpie on the boards, the terrible graphics.
Will McDonough take part in that, too?
No, he was on NBC.
Oh, yeah.
And the NBC show with Bob Costas was good. Shout out also NBA on NBC in the 90s with Ahmad Rashad and Bob Costas was great as well.
AKA Michael Jordan's best friend. That's what built his career, basically.
And now, of course, let's get to the number one greatest all-time sports studio show.
That's not what Draymond's doing. Draymond is bracing.
Yeah, Draymond's bracing.
And Joker, instead of going around him, he's just banging and banging and banging. When a guy's banging you, you spin off of him. Those are the worst defenders to play against, actually, because if you can feel their body, come on.
18 points for Joker, only Nugget in double figures. 69-59. Golden State shooting 67.
Way out of order right now.
It is never not funny. It might be one of Shaq's laugh in that scene, which is one of 10,000 moments this show created.
The stupid screen and the races and this and the Shaq having to leave to go to the bathroom.
Because he drank too much olive oil.
I just watched
street meat.
A playlist on YouTube of all the
There are several 30-minute cut-ups.
The Who He Play For games that they would do every year where Shaq would try to say who the guy played for. There's a playlist of all of them from the 90s. Incredible.
I saw one today where Charles Barkley was saying he travels with soap now because at a hotel he had a small bar of soap and he almost lost it somewhere in one of his orifices. It was insane.
But best part of that Barkley one there is when he realizes what he said and what's going on. It takes him, they all are laughing at him before he realizes why they're really laughing and that. But that, again, it's the chemistry and Ernie Johnson keeping it together. That is such a, he is the straight man. He's the guy that just there. And the Bucks win 60. He just goes right into the score. We'll just let this idiocy kind of happen in the background. It's perfect. Now, I hope Fitzy's right. I hope there should be no changes.
Are you worried about that at all?
Absolutely.
Okay.
ESPN and that whole world, I think there is absolutely
there's a danger it could mutate just enough to where it's like, oh, man. It's new Coke. It tastes good, but it's not as good as old Coke.
And we'll be looking for it as well, because we're going to want to nitpick anything that, I don't think they would have done that on TNT, or he didn't say that. He would have said that on TNT. We're going to be looking for it, but Fitzy.
Solid.
That was a good solid
Thank
five.
Thank you.
Another and it was a good, I like ones that take you a little bit sort of down the reminiscing road and things of the
Got
past.
Got a lot of, hey, thanks for bringing my childhood back on the text line.
So that was good, and there's others you could have done.
And I said Primetime was
Primetime
fantastic.
Was great. Absolutely. The Inside the NBA or whatever it was called.
With Bob, NBA on NBC with NBA Bob Costas and Ahmad Rashad. Rock solid.
Oh, Twib, This Week in Baseball.
Yep. What, that's not a studio show. That was a field show.
Good solid five, Fitzy.
Sports magazine.
Good job, Fitzy.
Thank you, Stanley.
Up next, we haven't touched on Bill Belichick and that whole story today, so heck, why not? And it sounds like Bill Simmons has gotten involved, and he's in a bit of a fight with Pablo Torre. That audio next here on
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BEI Afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming off a scintillating Fitzy's Five, and I know it was good because we got a call about it. Let's go to Ryan in New Hampshire. What are your thoughts on today's Fitzy's Five?
I would add one more.
Slowly, of course.
I would say Good Morning Football, the OG crew with Al Brandt, Peter Schrager, Kay Adams, and Nate Burleson.
Great story.
Good talk, Ryan.
The original Good Morning Football. It was good.
That's a good pick.
Yeah,
it wasn't great morning football. It was good morning football.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I do believe the iterations it's gone through since have been diminishing returns.
Well, I think they're diminishing the investment, too.
Yeah.
They're putting less into the show and getting less return on that investment. So
it was a very odd dynamic with the two in California and two in New York this year.
Yeah.
Good chemistry for what the setup was, but it was a little.
Do we think Peter Schrager was poached because he does good work and ESPN wanted him, or was it like he saw that it was a bit of a sinking ship?
Probably both, but yes, probably the latter was very much involved from his perspective. Like, yeah, this is going nowhere. They're putting less and less into this. They're not going to be paying me, and it's not going to get any better. Time now here on WEI Afternoons for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And we have a new chapter in the Bill Belichick, Pablo Torre story. And apparently it involves Bill Simmons getting a little upset that people are coming for his former legendary head coach. So let's hear from Bill Simmons.
Pablo Torre would have done a long podcast about Leo Farnsworth trying to practice with the team and then done a media tour about it afterwards. I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the f*** was that?
Whoa!
Seriously.
What the f***?
Oh, Belichick's dating a girl. Oh, let me do nine shows about it.
I can't tell. Are you
settle the f down?
If this was about Jeffrey Lurie, though, would you be like, we got to get Pablo Torre on the
thing, right? Like, why are you getting
all right.
him?
All right, you don't need to do media tour about a fucking podcast.
It was a story that everybody was talking
That's fine.
About.
That's Bill Simmons.
What's he got against Pablo Torre?
Well, it's not. It's because Pablo Torre's coming for his guy, Bill Belichick. And he hasn't yet come to the realization that there's some issues with his guy the way Stiz has. Stiz used to be like that. Stiz used to fight the good fight defending Bill Belichick and making fun of people that came at Bill Belichick. And then Stiz realized what Bill Belichick is and what Bill Belichick is doing. Bill Simmons.
Let's not go that far.
Bill Simmons just, you know, goes after Pablo Torre, who I think has done a really good job. And part of being in the media, Bill Simmons, you waste more time on stupid stuff than anybody in sports media. Like documentaries and all these things you've done. You did the whole Celtic City thing that no one seemed to care about, barely even in Boston, never mind anywhere else in the world. So don't criticize Pablo Torre of investing too much into one topic, when right now Bill Belichick and North Carolina and Jordan is a pretty damn big topic, to the point where the New York Times and the Boston Globe are having non-sports people investigate and do stories. I don't know why that annoyed me, but I do know why, because Christian Arcan is looking at me, and when you look at Christian Arcan, you just immediately want to yell and rant about something and be angry.
I loved Celtic City. Okay. People didn't like Celtic City? What are you talking about?
I don't know very many people who watch it.
I don't know anybody who didn't like it.
I mean, I heard Jones and Keefe start doing like daily things.
Teddy
lost interest. Well, no, he lost interest along the way.
I heard it was too woke for Ted. I'm just kidding.
You wouldn't have said that if he was here.
Probably not. That was a joke, Ted, if you're listening.
He'll be in tomorrow, so you can deal with him.
Sure, but I think that, listen, you know me, and you know that I've gone after Belichick plenty, especially when it comes to this. I think Pablo Torre did a little too much there. I think that Pablo Torre was a little...
The Airbnb in Winthrop was a bit much.
That was weird.
He does a weird podcast. I've only listened to a couple, but all Katie
Pablo
Nolan
Torre
does
is
like... yell and laugh in the background.
She Pablo. Yeah. Shut up, Pablo.
With an F-bomb. Just mix in an F-bomb, and that's what she does. She's this weirdest, like, you know, hype girl person.
Well, she's had a lot of shows. She's made her contribution.
But I would also say they clearly got a lot of attention out of this. Pablo
they did.
Torre
no, I agree
podcast.
They did. But I'm not trying to speak for Bill Simmons here. Lord knows he can speak on any number of his own platforms. Yeah. But I also thought that Pablo Torre was getting a little too into his own thing there. It's what it sort of seemed like to
me. I like it.
With all that.
I liked it. And
I'm still going to listen when he comes out with stuff about Bill and Jordan. But I agree that it's a little much at this point.
But he also admitted somebody was like, get a hobby or something. And he's like, yeah, I probably should get a hobby. I probably have done a little too much with this. But if you're getting clicks and you're getting downloads and you're getting interviews and getting
I don't care that he's going after, but I just think the way he's going about, like, this is my story and now I'm going to talk about it everywhere. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a touch extreme.
It's a little much.
I kind of like it. This is like that one person who becomes an expert in the most random thing, but then eventually you're the only expert in that area in the world, so you're like the world-renowned expert on that, and that's become Pablo Torre on the subject of Bill Belichick and Jordan and everything. Anyway, what's going on the Christian Arcan show tonight, the abbreviated version?
We got about 7 minutes to talk about Steph Diggs, and then straight to Red Sox pregame. And listen, the Angels really, really stink. They've lost 7 of their last 8 games. They cannot hit. this should be, and I feel like we say this every other weekend,
yes,
but this should be a time for the Red Sox to get back into it. We said that before the Baltimore series. We said that before all the Chicago White Sox series, Toronto, Tampa Bay, you name it. So I'm not going to guarantee it or anything, but if you were going to make a comeback, if you were going to climb back to 500, this is a team you can do it against.
But everything changes when you have Rafi Devers taking ground balls at shortstop.
Yeah, if you think he was really doing that.
Well, he was.
I know, but
I mean, I saw the video.
Do you think he was doing it for a reason other than to just joke around or troll everybody?
Yeah, well, because the manager didn't know he was doing that.
Right.
So that's going to do it for the WEEI Afternoons program for this Monday. On Tuesday, we'll be down at Fenway Park because 2:30, we'll talk to Alex Cora, see if we can keep the streak going. Will he lie to us for the third straight week? Or will we dive deep into everything that's going on at first base and the
Next
Red
week,
Sox?
Top five. Alex Cora lies.
Alex Cora lies. We're a couple weeks away from the top five. But thanks for listening, everybody. Stick around for Christian Arcand abbreviated show and then the Mass Mutual pregame show where he needs to have a good lock tonight because Dan Ball had a great lock yesterday that won me some money.
Right.
Yeah, I bet Dan Ball. I'm going to bet Christian Arcand tonight, so you better make me some money.
I'd fade my picks.
Okay, I'll fade it.
Do whatever you want
to make money. That's going
to
do it. We'll talk to you guys at 2 tomorrow. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.